the story that I'm going to be covering today is Brewers Insider confirms pitching plans for Game 3. This is on sportsinsider.com. And I have Gabe Sadowski and Josh Jacoby here with me today to talk about the pitching for Game 3 for the Brewers against the LA Dodgers. So Gabe, let's have you come up here first and kind of just tell me what you think about the pitching in these past two games.
It's been all Dodgers, Sam. I mean, all things granted, though, Milwaukee's done a solid job of trying to keep pace with LA. At least in Game 1, they did a respectable job, but Game 2, I mean, it just got away from them. It was not their night. It was not Freddy Peralta's night starting. Game 3 is currently happening right now. Aaron Ashby started that one for the Brewers. Typically, he's used in a role like later on in games, but he was brought out right away at the start of Game 3. Taken out, I believe, it was top of the first, I want to say, bottom of the first.
Yeah, I think you're right with that one.
Yeah. Jacob Mizorowski stepped in for place of him. And, you know, the Miz, we call him, he has been probably the biggest, maybe not the biggest, one of the biggest stories for this Brewers team, though, this year. He was an all-star in his rookie season this year. Only played 5 games to get there, but they were an electric 5 games.
I definitely agree with that one, 100%.
No, he's done a phenomenal job. No, the Miz has done such a great job this year. He's had a couple of hiccups towards the end of the season, but he's done a great job in the playoffs to this point. And, I mean, he's just the kind of guy that you want if you're Milwaukee. Going forward into the future, you want someone to be able to, on that pitching staff especially, you can go to and be your ace for this Brewers team. They haven't really been lacking in terms of pitching, especially since losing Corbin Burns a couple seasons ago. They've done a surprisingly good job with their pitching staff. And, I mean, growing up for me, that was never the case. We never had, you know, a solid group of guys. We've always had a couple of aces sprinkled in here and there with your CC Sabathias for, like, the 90 seconds that he was on the Brewers. And
yeah.
Zach Greinke as well is another name that comes to mind. Giovanni Gallardo. He actually was with us for quite a long time.
He was.
To kind of circle it back, though, it really just has been all Dodgers in this series, unfortunately, as a Brewers fan. Yoshi Yamamoto obviously had a phenomenal game, too, and Blake Snell as well. I mean, he, you know, the two of them respectfully went 9 innings pitched and 8 innings pitched in that, in games 2 and games, in game 1. Just a really, really great job by that Dodger team. And again, it pains me to say that because I do not like the Dodgers, but that's baseball. That's just been the story of how things have unfolded.
I definitely agree. I did watch a little bit of the first two games. Not impressed. Not impressed with the Brewers' performance. But, you know, Josh, I'm sure you've watched some of the past two games, and obviously, you know, Aaron Ashby is starting for the game that we are still currently 1-1 in the middle of the fourth. What are your thoughts?
I think starting Ashby again wasn't the best decision for Game 3, in my opinion. I think they should have just announced Miz as the starter to begin with, especially if you were just going to go right to him anyway. I know the first inning hasn't been the Brewers' best, as we just saw in this Cubs series where it felt like the battle, whoever won that game won the first inning. But Aaron Ashby hasn't really been that guy in this postseason. You know, he's given up a run tonight. He's given up a run. He pitched well in game 1. But, I mean, that's beside the point. He's still struggling in that Cubs series. I don't think Ashby was the right call. I definitely think they should have just went with Miz. This bullpen has looking a little shaky a little to start, especially game 2 when they gave up, I don't know, what was it, 3-4 runs alone. This team just needs to get their... This team just needs to get in order. They're pitching together. They need to come back, and they just need to fix things.
I definitely agree. So let's say the Brewers do end. end up winning tonight, which I hope that they do, who do you guys think should start coming into that game four in LA?
I almost think they need to throw out Jose Quintana, because we haven't seen Quintana since, like, game two of the NLDS, which was, like, 2 weeks ago, or feels like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they try to roll Freddie back out there, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Just because he just pitched. I think it's really, it could just be another bullpen game, you know, and we don't really want one of those right now, but, I mean, they could just say, you know what, we're going to announce McGill as the starter again, and then we'll go from there.
All right, and Gabe, thoughts?
Yeah, kind of building off what Josh was saying, I think it's all going to depend on who wins tonight. If the Brewers win, I could see us going Jose Quintana, just, again, for same reasons Josh mentioned. However, if we lose, I do think we're going to see Freddie Peralta back out there because, you know, you're down 3-0, and you got to be able to get something going in a winner-go-home game four. But we'll see, though. I mean, it's going to be interesting. You know, Brewers, obviously, they're not out yet. They're the number one team in baseball for a reason. However, you need to have we need to see something from the bats, especially. I know that's not primarily what we're discussing in our talk today, but I really want to see the bats get going for Milwaukee because we've not seen that really since games 1 and 2 of the NLDS again.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. It was great talking with you. And again, this was covering the Brewers pitching for game 3 on the SportsInsider.com.